Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And we are back. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. Julie, welcome to the call.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You know, I'm so conditioned to say call because you and I do coaching calls for 3 or 4 hours
right.
a day. But really, this isn't a call. This is a radio show. So forgive me for that omission that
okay.
I say every
day. I knew
day.
What you meant.
I know you knew what I meant, but I was just wondering if the listeners knew what I meant. And they probably think I'm nuts for saying call all the time, but that's why. Because Julie and I do this radio show in between our coaching calls every day, and it keeps us frosty, as the Marines say. In other words, it keeps us basically our minds working and our minds staying really, you know, I think the only way it could be described is really aggressively focused on how we can be as best service to you guys, because Julie and I are still in what we call coaching mode. All right,
exactly.
So guys, we have today for you the culmination of probably hundreds of coaching calls, free coaching calls mostly, where you guys were asking about the questions you should be asking, the things you should know before you hire a real estate coach. I'm seeing a huge return to folks being interested in coaching. We have had monumental growth at our coaching business, and I'm sure that will continue into 2015. We're hiring new coaches. And by the way, if you think you might make be a good coach candidate for us, you can email me back, coachtimharris@gmail.com. So Julie and I wrote down 5 questions, and these are questions I want all of you guys to be using when you're considering hiring a coach, because not all coaches are the same. Now, yes, on the surface, this is a self-serving radio show, but you know what? So what? It'll give you an opportunity to learn and how you need to be a better consumer of coaching and training services, because I'm here to tell you that most of the stuff that's being sold out there, we're making a list, by the way, and so far there's over 200 companies now that were not in business 5 years ago that are in business now. Did I tell you this, Julie? Tim and I have been working on this?
No. It's interesting.
Yeah, so we've got a list of like 218 companies now that are essentially new in the business that were not in the business 5 years ago that are all in the business of selling stuff to realtors.
Hmm.
Yeah. Postcards, lead generation, you know, all sorts of clever this, that's, and the other. CRMs, you know, follow-up, drip email campaigns, centers of influence, Pascal. So all this stuff has emerged as the real estate market started to recover, and some of them are great and some of them are terrible. And, you know, these questions that we're going to give you guys today will also give you the ammunition to be able to pick through all the solicitations that you guys are getting on a regular basis and will continue to get, especially in the next year, because now that everyone's kind of realized what we've been saying for the last couple of years is true, that we're at the very beginning stages of a long-term real estate boom, obviously more companies will be getting in the business of selling you guys hypothetical productivity tools for your business. So you need to learn what questions to ask so you don't end up attaching your ambitions to a product that's just going to not work for you and not accomplish your goals. So on today's call, we're going to be talking specifically about 5 questions you must ask when interviewing a real estate coach. And we'll, you know, preface that by saying when you're considering adding any product or service to your real estate business with the idea of increasing your production or increasing your productivity, increasing your customer service, whatever it is that you perceive that you're looking for. Jules, you have been on coaching calls all day. I'm very curious. Mm-hmm. I've eavesdropped on a couple of your calls today. I'm curious, what are the things, the themes, interesting experiences you had with your clients today?
Well, I think that you and I have had some similar calls with a theme of urgency. You were just telling me about one of the calls that you were doing. And really, you know, it starts with what is your definition of urgency? That's different for different agents, but it shouldn't be. So it's funny because people often ask, you know, what's appropriate? How long should I wait before I follow up? And my kind of obnoxious coach's answer is, if you have the thought, should I follow up? The answer is always yes, immediately now. That's the real answer. So, you know, applying all kinds of mysterious rules and laws, if they communicated by email, I must respond by email. We're not going to do that. You call immediately now. You follow up using a script, period. So lots of conversations about urgency. Now, I'll give them some credit, too, that I've got a fair amount of kind of what I lovingly call my newbie agents that are newer to real estate, and why would they know? How would they know? So it makes sense for them to be asking those questions. But my grizzled veterans, really, you guys don't have an excuse. You should know better. But still, it continues to be a theme.
Well, what got me on that, and Julie was talking about a chat conversation we had, I have a coaching client. His first name is David, and David, I know you listen. He's in Arizona. And he came to the coaching call, and he said, I've got a buyer that wants to write an offer on a $450,000 property. He saw it. Now, everyone listen to me as I describe. I'm giving you the exact facts point by point. And again, if you guys find yourself breaking out in cold sweats because you realize you're doing the same thing, well, this is your opportunity to learn from what David's doing and stop doing it. So he had this buyer that wanted to write an offer on a $450,000 house. This buyer's been looking on and off for a year. Guy found a house that he wants to buy. So opposed to writing the offer, David, no offer written, David basically sent him back to his loan officer for his loan officer to get him completely approved prior to writing the offer. Now, it's kind of too late, and yes, that would have been nice to have the buyer completely approved before he was working with him in the first place, but that wasn't the case. The buyer had been approved once, and then his employment situation changed, and now needs to be approved again. So the moral of the story was this guy has missed out on previous property. He's been looking for a long time. Find the house that he wanted to write an offer on, and David didn't write the offer. He said, well, you got to go back to your lender, and your lender's got to do this, you got to do that. And so I said, David, is the house still available as far as you know? And he goes, yes. I said, so why didn't you just write the offer contingent on financing? Well, the listing agent basically was insistent that the buyer be pre-approved. No problem. Call up the lender, tell the lender to issue a letter that the buyer's approved contingent on these things. The listing agent will be satisfied, and you get the house in contract. Anyone who's been in the business for a long time knows what I'm talking about. But the point that he was missing, and I'm sure some of you are as well, is that when you have the opportunity to write a contract, you write it always. Now, here is the next part of this conversation. Remember, this is a coaching client. You know, everybody who starts out with Julie and I at Harris Real Estate University, they start out with Julie and I, and then if we're a fit for you personally, then you stay with us. If not, you go to one of our coaches, right? It works both ways. So the next part of this conversation was, you know, what should he write the offer for? The offer, that house was $450,000. Buyer loved it. Buyer didn't have any problem with the price. And I asked him, out of curiosity, what were you planning on writing the offer for? And he goes, well, this friend of mine who's a realtor said I should write it for $40,000 off. And I said, why would you want to write it for $40,000 off if the buyer was willing to pay the price, interested in paying the price? Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. I always think I should negotiate. Why? Is it your job to negotiate, or is it your job to do what the buyer, your seller, your buyer asked you to do? Of course, it's do what your client asked you to do. Well, I'm worried that the buyer's going to – this is the whole conversation back and forth. Well, I'm worried that the buyer is going to overpay and the house won't appraise and he won't get his financing. And if that happens, what then happens? The bank will say, we're not going to issue the loan, the house, it didn't appraise, and then you can renegotiate the contract. The point was, to Julie's point, urgency was lacking. All these little excuses, all these little delays, all this little Mickey Mouse that was standing in the way of him earning a $13,500 commission. So
it's almost like he was avoiding writing the contract on purpose.
Well, he didn't realize how easy it was, to be honest with you.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it was. So what did I do? I said, okay, it's 7 minutes into our normally 30-minute scheduled call. I owe you 23 minutes. We're going to make it up next week, but we're going to end this coaching call. You're going to call that buyer up. You're going to write the offer. You're going to call the lender up. You're going to get the letter, and you're going to submit it all, and you're going to get that buyer into contract for full asking price. And that was it. And, guys, the point was is I didn't want him to lose that commission. I didn't want his buyer to lose the house he'd been looking for. And maybe I even didn't want the seller to lose the opportunity to sell their property. You have to have urgency, and at the end of the day, guys, if you don't, you really got to ask yourself what the heck you're even doing in the business. You're not certainly servicing your clients. You're not essentially servicing yourselves or your families, are you? Urgency is what matters. But on today's topic, we are talking about, on today's radio show, we're talking about 5 questions you must ask when interviewing a real estate coach. So we're going to take a quick commercial break so I can top off my Java. And like I said, when we come back, ready to take notes. And these notes will, and these points will directly work with anyone or any service or any product you're thinking about hiring for the sake of improving your business. 2 minutes, and we'll talk with you in 2 minutes.
A According to the National Association of Realtors, only 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need one too. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today, Tim and Julie Harris. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what HGTV star and Atlanta top producer Colette McDonald has to say.
Hi, my name is Colette McDonald, and I'm with RE/MAX in Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to take a moment and give a shout out to Tim and Julie Harris. I've been a coaching client of theirs for the last 4 years. When I first started in this business 12 years ago, I was very successful, did a great amount of business, averaged between $8 and $10 million a year. When I contracted with Tim and Julie to be my graduate level coaches, my production increased by 20% per year. I am now trending $30 million this year. That's amazing results over 4 years of working with Tim and Julie Harris. I highly recommend them. Tiger Woods has a coach. And why does he have a coach? Because he can't see his swing. If you do what they tell you to, you will see huge results. I am living proof.
Only Tim and Julie Harris provide powerful one-on-one coaching along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top producing track records. Take action now and visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. There's no risk, no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's market. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
Okay, we're back. The first question that I wrote down that all of you need to be asking when you're interviewing a real estate coach is, how long have you been coaching agents? How long have you actually been coaching agents? It's a simple question. Everyone should be able to answer it. You will be stunned and amazed when you hear the answers. In most cases, it's going to be less than 12 months or less than 24 months, right? So just, and I'm going to give you the question, and then I'm going to tell you Julie and I's answer. So the first question was asking anyone you're considering hiring as a coach, you know, how long have you been coaching agents? I would say also another supplemental question to that, is this really your main focus? Is this what you do for a living? Is this really what your career is, or is this just something you're doing in between selling houses or selling Tupperware or whatever it is else that you
do? Or doing for fun.
Right. You guys can read our whole resume. It's on our website, timandjulieharris.com. But the bottom line is Julie and I have been coaching agents since 1998. Prior to that, during that time, we sold real estate. We've always sold between 100 and 200 homes per year. We don't sell real estate any longer. We focus 100% of our efforts on coaching realtors and making you guys very, very successful in your businesses. Question number two that you need to be asking, and this is, frankly, my favorite question, have you ever sold real estate? Remember, you're asking, interviewing a potential real estate coach, don't you think it's a good idea that they've sold real estate? I mean, Julie, that's a question that I know when you're having free coaching calls or people are interviewing us, don't you love giving that question to the prospective coaching client to ask any other people they're interviewing?
Well, it's pretty simple and straightforward, and I always say, look, if you wanted to become a tennis star, wouldn't you take lessons from somebody who had, say, you know, picked up a racket? And not only that, but been a superstar themselves playing tennis? Or would you just hire somebody that maybe your tennis club provided for free?
But, I mean, isn't that the there's a good tie-in, right? Because I know in some of your guys' office, in Keller Williams' offices, they have these in-house coaches. But, I mean, really, is that what you're looking for? Are you just looking for the coach you got for free because you joined the tennis club? I mean, it does make sense to Julie's point that, you know, if you're going to hire a real estate coach, you have to hire someone that's not just sold real estate before, but's actually sold real estate at a very high level before, like we did. So, again, this is true, and I want you guys to ask these questions when you're interviewing other real estate coaches if you feel the need to do so. Have you ever sold real estate before? Why am I telling you that? Because generally speaking, you guys are comparing us against three or four other real estate coaching companies. And of those three or four, only one of the other coaches, who, by the way, doesn't even personally coach anymore, guess what? Never sold real estate. So you're talking to these guys that are running these coaching organizations who claim to be able to help realtors build their real estate coaching businesses. Sounds like I'm coach bashing. I'm not. I'm just giving you the information, the questions to ask so you guys can make informed decisions. They have never sold real estate. So literally, you're considering, or some of you consider, hiring someone to coach you who's never actually done what they're coaching you to do. Does that make any sense to any of you? Question number three.
Well, I want to just also say specifically that they have sold significantly more than what your best year was. Okay? And the example that I always have in the back of my mind, you know, I can teach piano, but I can teach piano to little kids who are beginners. Okay? So that means that when I take a piano lesson, I want to be taking somebody who is so much far above what I have ever been able to do or teach myself, that I'm in awe of the knowledge that I get after every session. That's how good they need to be. If I'm paying for it, especially if I'm paying for it. But honestly, even if it's free, you still want to ask a lot of these questions of whoever the office speaker is today in your office, but especially of coaches. So back to you, Tim.
Point number three, who will my coach be? Now, here's an interesting, this is another interesting question. Again, some of you guys are going to interview other coaching companies, and you're going to talk with a salesperson, and you're going to ask the salesperson, at least hopefully you will now, who's going to be my coach? You're then going to be given some sort of answer. We assign you to a coach that we think is appropriate, or who the heck knows, or some variation thereof. Here's a simple fact. When you start out with us, as you know, you're hiring a real estate coach, you start out with either myself or Julie. And then, frankly, if you're if we choose and you choose us as your personal coaches for the long term, we stay as such. Otherwise, we have a number of coaches that work for us, and you'll be coached by one of them. Sometimes it's a better match that you're coached by somebody else that maybe, you know, we have J.J. Love, for example, is one of our great coaches. We have, you know, a lot of other great coaches, and I'm thinking of J.J. in particular because she's owned a brokerage. She's worked in normal sales and distress sales. I mean, she sold in the South where people are a little bit, the customs are a little bit different, things like that. So if there's if another one of our coaches is a better fit for you, then we will suggest and we will then reassign you to one of our coaches. But the bottom line is, and what matters most, is number one, everyone starts with either Julie or myself. And number two, all of our coaches have sold real estate at a high level. And generally speaking, I look for people that have had brokerage experience, people that have been in the business for at least a decade, who have sold over 100 homes or thereabouts consistently, not just one good year, but consistent long-term track record of success. And obviously, someone who's been in one of our coaching programs too, or one of our personal coaching clients, they obviously have an advantage as well. The next question I wrote down, do you demand that I obligate myself to a long-term ball and chain contract? Now I'm going to, here's the question again, you're interviewing other coaches. I want you guys to ask, are they going to insist upon or demand that you obligate yourself to a long-term ball and chain one-sided contract? You guys see what I'm getting at here? We don't have contracts! Julie, why does that matter?
Well, we take a lot of accountability in what we do. It's either going to work for you or it's not. We don't have a lot of problem with this, so we don't have to say, guess what, it's our way or the highway, and you know what? If it's not your cup of tea, we're going to sue you for the difference. Why would you do that? The accountability falls on us. We're the coaches. You're paying us. We're going to do a killer job for you. It's that simple.
I honestly don't understand. I really don't. Why anybody would sign up for coaching and sign up and obligate themselves to a 6-month or a 12-month contract. You don't have to do that for anything anymore. Why would you do that for a personal services product like this? Why would you – see, this is what a lot of you guys are – you know, a lot of people have done this. They call up a coaching company. They talk with a salesperson. The salesperson then gets them to sign a contract for, you don't know, 6 or 12 months. The agent has no idea who they're going to be working with as their personal coach. They then decide that, okay, after I find out who my personal coach is, that you sold more real estate than that person did, or, as happens in a lot of cases, you discover your personal coach has never sold real estate at all. Then you're asking yourself, what the heck did I do? This is crazy. Why am I with this coaching organization? It doesn't make any sense. And then guess what? You're obligated to the next 6 or 12 months of paying that company per month. Sometimes there's cancellation fees. For example, I know one company charges you 50% of the unpaid balance. Another coaching company will charge you the entire amount, and if you don't pay them, they'll sue you for the balance. You guys understanding what I'm saying here? You are nuts if you sign a long-term coaching contract. We don't have contracts. If you're not happy with the services that we're providing, you can cancel at any time. No strings attached. All right. So that is really, really important that you guys ask that question when interviewing, when you're potentially interviewing other coaches. Next question I wrote down, Jules, is what happens if I – this is kind of like the previous question, but it's worth repeating. Mm-hmm. What happens if you're not happy with the experience or with your coach? What happens if you're not happy with the experience you're having with the coach that you're with? Julie, I mean, that's something that we hear all the time when we do these free coaching calls. You know, they've enrolled in some coaching program. They're stuck to this contract for some duration of time, and they can't get out of the contract. They can't be reassigned to another coach. And in those cases, guys, you're just stuck. Again, it goes back to the point about, you know, why would you sign a long-term contract? It just doesn't make sense. So point number six, and then Julie, help me with this one. Mm-hmm. Are you, this is you guys asking this other coaching company, right? Are you a one-size-fits-all lead generation coaching program? Julie, what does that mean?
Well, this is an important question because ultimately most of what you're working on is lead generation. So one-size-fits-all, well, does that mean are you the prospecting guy? Are you the cold calling company? Are you the by-referral-only company? Are you the marketing-only company? What am I going to get when I sign up? And a lot of these companies, it's kind of like their way or the highway. You're going to do this, and if you're not, you know, if you're not great on the phone and pounding those contacts every day, well, you're just not going to make a living in this business. And I've had agents come to free coaching calls convinced that perhaps they should be getting out of the business because that's not their cup of tea, versus our very personalized, very specific to you, your personality, your market, where your past deals have come from, what you're good at, what you like to do. We're not going to put a square peg in a round hole. That doesn't mean you won't occasionally be uncomfortable when you burn a new, very valuable brain cell. But when you do that, it's because we've come to agreement that that's something that needs to happen for your growth. We're not going to beat you up. If you don't want to ever call a FSBO as long as you live, that's okay. That doesn't mean you're going to starve to death.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the bottom line. Not all of you guys are going to be good with, you know, centers of influence and past clients. A lot of you just don't have any because you've never kept track of people you used to know. Or you're you just moved. There's another coaching organization where the essence of it is direct response marketing, which conceptually works great. I'm not going to lie, guys. We do direct response marketing too, and it does work great. You know, you offer a free book. You offer a free report. Someone, you know, gives you their name and their email address in exchange for that type of thing, right? But here's the problem. It costs thousands of dollars. So some of you guys are joining these coaching companies saying, oh, you don't have to do any proactive lead generation. Mm-hmm. You run our direct response ads. You do this stuff online. You run pay-per-click stuff. You run these little, you know, clever websites for your good home valuations. And then the buyers and the sellers will come to you, and you actually don't have to go to them. The one thing that you guys are failing to ask is, okay, Mr. you know, coaching company, how much money is it going to cost me per month to run the ads, run the pay-per-click, run the websites, do da-da-da-da-da-da-da? It is not unusual for some of you guys to spend, who are doing that direct response, you know, method, what, $5,000, $10,000? I've had free coaching calls with you guys where, because you've never learned any other way to generate business and you've only done this direct response stuff, that you're spending $10,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month just to get leads. Here's the problem. It's the same the problem that Zillow and Trulia have and Realtor.com's had. It's the same problem with anything like that. It doesn't work for very long. Now, it used to, 5, 7, 10 years ago, you could start doing something like when pay-per-click came out. I remember very clearly when we could start doing pay-per-click advertising with Google specifically. It was over a Christmas holiday. I just read about it. This was back in, I don't even remember what year, 90-something. And it worked great. Trust me when I tell you, I loved pay-per-click when Julie and I were selling real estate, because before any other agents knew about it, we were killing it. Now, what happened? Other agents learned about it. Google made the clicks more expensive. It became less effective. And after, you know, this was back in the early days of the internet, after about probably 6 months, it didn't make sense to continue to do. But heck yeah, while it worked great. Well, that's what happens, except nowadays what happens is a great idea, like you guys, some of you are all geeked up on Facebook ads, and then there's all these other little gimmicky things that come out, these silver bullet things. Oh, just do this, you won't have to do anything else type things. You guys know what I'm talking about. Those little ideas only work for a very short period of time. Why? Because everybody does them. Everybody latches on to them, and everybody starts doing them. and they lose their effectiveness very, very quickly. Some of you guys are caught in this paradigm where you don't know how to do anything other than, you know, this direct response marketing or paying for your leads. It's not sustainable. Your business costs are going to consume all your profit, and you're going to be out of business. That's what happens. Now, are we advocates of direct response ads? I already told you, yes, they work if you do them correctly. And yes, all the other stuff does work. And yes, we want you working your centers of influence and past clients and seeking out referrals. Yes, we want you calling for sale by owners and expireds if that's your cup of tea. Yes, we want you doing multiple things. But the bottom line is you can't just do one thing. And unfortunately, every other coaching organization, with the exception of us, only teaches you guys how to generate leads one way. Okay? Be very clear about that. We have, I don't know, I'm guessing now, 30 free lead generation ideas. Existing coaching students, it's all on Real Estate Coaching Essentials. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, what else do we also have? We also have sections on paid lead generation. So if you want to buy leads, we tell you how to do that too. So it's all part of our coaching organization, all part of what you guys get when you join any of our coaching programs. And Julie, the last question, and Julie and I have to both get to coaching calls, is...
Does your coaching program include done-for-you listing presentations, pre-listing presentation, or is it just, you know, here's a few lines that you can pick up? No, we give you as done-for-you as humanly possible the proven home selling system, which is the listing presentation, as well as a buyer presentation, which results in a signed buyer agency every time, and your pre-listing package. All of this is market-proven and as polished and ready to go. You literally add your logo, your name, your phone number, your email address. We even provide for you our recommended designer and formatter. We could not possibly make it any easier for you.
But not just that.
Anybody else provide that? I'm pretty sure not.
All the scripts you'd ever possibly need. We give you communication plans with your seller. We give you office systems. We give you buyer, like a whole section on working with buyers and scripts. We give you a done-for-you buyer presentation. Literally everything and anything that you're ever going to need in your real estate practice, we give you. It's already done for you. So in other words, where I'm getting to here is when you guys are signing up or considering signing up with another coaching organization, why don't you do yourself a favor and ask exactly what you're getting? Again, a lot of you don't do that. Why don't you actually see with your own eyes what it is that you're paying for before you obligate yourself to a contract? Or even better yet, never obligate yourself to a contract again. It doesn't make any sense. So we have done the work for you. What you need to do now is you need to either do one of two things. You need to choose your coaching program. Right? Each of our coaching programs are very affordable. Each of our coaching programs are priced so that you guys, so no one can say no, basically. And then make the decision to move forward. It's not that difficult. Why? Because we have no contracts. This is an easy decision for all of you. In the meantime, if there's anything we can be doing for you, please go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And again, we are actively looking for coaches for our business, but you have to be the best of the best. And if you think you're a fit for that, I want you to email me directly, coachtimharris@gmail.com. And like always, guys, I want to sincerely thank all of you for making us the number one real estate coaching radio show online or ever or whatever the comparable would be. We're going to have well over 50,000 of you listen this month. That is a huge, huge pat on our backs. We really appreciate the fact that you guys have been doing such a great job of sharing the information that we're giving to you. We really, I mean, sincerely, it makes me feel really profoundly good knowing that we're able to positively impact your business and your personal life. Help us keep up the good work with what we're evidently doing for all of you guys by sharing today's show. Email it around, share it with many other agents as you possibly can, tweet it, Facebook it, do whatever else you want to do. Help us get the word out. Julie, anything else you'd like to say to these guys?
Nope. Make sure you're asking the powerful questions, and you can see by our answers, it does make a huge difference that we actually have sold real estate for real, guys. What we teach you is market tested. I tell our clients, we don't try anything out on you. We're not seeing what you'll do or what you won't do. We only teach you what absolutely works and has been updated for your current marketplace, and the results stand on their own. So make sure that you're asking questions before you just follow blindly. It does make a huge difference, and it's our pleasure to be your coaches.
Guys, bottom line is, what do you have to lose? We don't have contracts. If we're not a fit for you, well, then you'll know right away, and you can cancel, no strings attached. So do the next best thing. Do what makes sense and go ahead and enroll in one of the coaching programs. Guys, take the lead now so 2015 can be your best year ever. So we have a lot of great guests that are coming up. Tim Ventura, who is our manager for the show, has been telling me about all the guests that he's been lining up. Some of them I'm really thrilled. I mean, all of them I'm really thrilled to have as guests, but some of them I'm, like, extremely thrilled because they're making time to be part of this phenomenon called Real Estate Coaching Radio. So we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow. In the meantime, if you guys need us for anything, go to realestatecoachingradio.com to listen to replays and also free coaching calls for agents.com. Have a fantastic day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.